88.9 FM. You in the mix with QB, the Quiet Boy. Shouts out to Belle Pharrell, representing B More. She says she's been a fan of QB for a year and a half. She had to get her feet worked on because dancing to his set so much. QB, are you here?
I'm here, man. I'm here, man.
Man, what a mix.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The first question I gotta ask is, how did you get the name Quiet Boy?
Well, I got the name Quiet Boy because I've always been quiet since I was little. And, you know, I always felt that it's not good to always be seen, because you can always make a lot of noise when nobody knows, you know.
Okay. Okay. I know I'm quiet too, but I couldn't think of no name like that. I couldn't. Quiet Man wouldn't work, you know.
Well, you know what? Big shout out. Well, I'm going to give a big shout out real fast to my homegirl, Asia. She helped me out with that name a while ago or whatever. So, Asia, if you're listening, big shout out to you. One line.
Oh, okay. Well, as we was mentioning before, early in the show, that this the thing we have for the summer. We call it the Youngins of Summer. We paying a tribute to the younger DJs of the house scene doing it. You know, I know with discussions with others, it kind of people feel like the scene's getting older with us. So we decided that, you know, there are some younger DJs doing it, and we want to give them some shine, such as DJs like what you're hearing right now. So QB, I got to ask you this too. What turned you on to house music?
Well, I think far as my family, far as my aunt and my cousin, it's like a family affair that they started a whole music thing, and I kind of learned when I was younger. I remember dancing in my aunt's living room, you know, acting like the chairs, the piano, listening to Stevie Wonder and all that stuff like that. And, you know, house got a lot to do with blues and old school music, so, you know, that's how I kind of got into it. And my man, DJ Sporty C, my big cousin, he kind of helped me out as far as learning the basics of how to blend records good. And that's how I kind of really got my feet wet. Then I just tried to run with it, you know.
Okay. Who were the first DJs that inspired you to do this house thing? Or did you start out like with... Some DJs started out doing like hip-hop or R&B and then discovered house and then gravitated toward that later on. Now, did that work for you, or did you always start out doing house?
Well, I used to be a Baltimore club head. I used to love Baltimore club music.
Right.
And that's how I kind of got my name around, because, you know, I know all the DJs and always followed. Every club they went to, I always tried to show my face, you know. And it's all about networking, man. You got to show up if you want to be seen, you know. You don't have to make a lot of noise to be seen. You just got to show up. And my man Techniques, he in North Carolina now, but he kind of put me down with a lot of underground house music, you know. And my cousin had the old school stuff. I used to dig in his crates. So that's how I kind of got started with the house music, really.
Okay. Then you have a show, don't you?
Yeah, I got a show on www.handsonradio.fm every Mondays, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11:30 a.m. You can hear it worldwide.
I know you got some other stuff going on too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and my partner, DJ Househead, we got a party now in Baltimore. It's called Saturday Night Live. Every third Saturday of the month, you know, 9 p.m. is the start time. 5209 Russellstown Road, Club Intrinsics. You know, the first party we held last month, and it was a big turnout, good success. So next Saturday, if you want to see me mix live and see my man DJ Househead mix live, see how we get down, come through.
Yeah, please. You know, it ain't many house venues in Baltimore that, you know, play this type of underground house music. So please support it, because once it's gone, you know, it's your fault, you know. You know, when you hear this good music like this, and, you know, it's hard enough trying to find a good venue and work with the owners and, you know, trying to promote and trying to keep up with the music and everything. And you just want to, you know, just support what you can, you know. If you can, you know, a lot of people keep complaining, well, you can't hear this house music enough places. Well, you can hear it here. You can hear it on Hands on Radio, just like QB mentioned. And just, you know, just support them. you gonna be here a little while, right? QB, take some callers, and you know, if people got any questions about the party, you can tell them more so about it.
Yeah, I'm telling them a little more.
Okay. Well, QB, I thank you so much for coming in and blessing us with your talents.
Thanks, man. I appreciate all the love and support from everyone that showed me, and I'm very blessed to do what I do and getting so much attention. I just want to thank you, my family, and everybody, all supporters. That's all.
Yes. Shouts out to the Collective Minds family. Shouts out to the Deep Sugar crew. Shouts out to Househead. We're going to have him up here.
Oh, yeah. My man.
We're going to have him up here not before long. So we're going to let this mix roll on for a minute or two. Then we're going to break it on down, pay some bills. We're going to come back with Patrick Scientific as he blessed you with the down-tempo joints. So keep it locked. WEAA Public Radio 88.9, the voice of the community.